Coming up on Hands on Android, I feel like I'm leaning into reminders more than I ever have in my life right now, and I'm going to talk about what I do next. Hands on Android is brought to you from LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remote. Visit LastPass.com/twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Android is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/HOA. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hands on Android. I'm Jason Howell. All right, so reminders is the topic this week, and I got to tell you, right now, I feel like I'm leaning into reminders more than I probably have in a really long time. Why is that? Well, we're doing a whole lot of stuff at home, right? At least in this house, me and my wife, we're working. We also have 2 children. They've started distance learning about 3 weeks ago. We are in the midst of craziness here. From a scheduling perspective, it's really hard as parents to collaborate and to make sure that we have the right attention at the right time to make sure everybody's getting their needs met in whatever they happen to be doing. So that requires coordination. And for me, I can speak for myself here, if I don't have a good reminder system in place, chances are I'm going to drop the ball at some point. I really do not like dropping the ball. Just to give you a sense of what it's like, I compiled a whole list of information of a single day in this house as far as what we're coordinating between 4 people. And as you can see, it's pretty daunting. If I was just operating without a reminder system on all this stuff, guaranteed we would miss something. So that's what today's episode is all about. Reminders in this day and age might actually be necessary in order to make all this stuff. But you know, reminders are often not foolproof, and there are many different ways that you can do it on Android. So I'm going to detail some of the ways that maybe you've tried it and maybe give you a few options outside of that, because some of them may be just a little bit better than others, or at least some considerations to explore. So let's dive in to reminders on Android. So first and foremost, there's Assistant. Assistant's really great at this stuff. Now, I have a ton of Google Homes at the house and have one right here. Honestly, it really should be the holy grail here. You just use your voice for the reminder, and it should do the trick. You just speak something like, "Hey, G, remind me to hop on Zoom at 9:13 a.m.
Sure, I'll remind you at 9:13 a.m.
Or, you know, "Hey, G, remind me to take lunch every weekday at noon," which is a reminder that I have to have, otherwise I don't end up eating lunch. Now, when that reminder rolls around, I really hope I'm near a Google Home to hear the little chime that's played.
There is a reminder for Jason.
Now, it does announce that the reminder is for me, though this reminder will not announce what it's for exactly. I have to hear this chime wherever I happen to be in the house at that moment and then ask what it's about. It's in my situation, it's pretty easy to miss. My experience has definitely proven that to be the case. Now, if I do miss that chime, I then hope that I can remember to look at my Google Home for the little light that sits on top. And this little light acts as the notification dot that's telling me to ask, "Hey, G, what is my reminder?"
You have one reminder. Today at 9:13 a.m., hop on Zoom.
And in my case, this is often simply too little for my brain to manage. I almost need a system that smacks me across the face in order to be sure that I don't miss the important stuff. So if I take the same commands that I'm giving to my Google Home and instead deliver them to my phone, I get a little bit of a different experience. "Hey, G, remind me to hop on Zoom at 9:25 a.m.
Sure, I'll remind you at 9:25 a.m.
Now, when that time rolls around, I do get a reminder notification in my tray. And by the way, I get that reminder notification for anything that I issue on the Google Home as well, just FYI. Now, if you happen to have your device set to silent or vibrate at that moment, you're not going to hear anything when this reminder occurs. Even with sound on, I would say it's a quick enough chirp that it's really easy to miss. And particularly if you keep your Ring and your notification volume set to low or off, like I often do, this is going to mean you likely won't hear anything at all. And ultimately, this is far too passive of a reminder situation for me. Again, I need to be hit across the head with these reminders. Otherwise, I know myself too well. I'm assured to miss them. So here's one way to be sure that I don't miss that really important Zoom call on my phone. And it's a little bit cumbersome, but it works for me. Hey, G, set alarm for a work Zoom call at 9:32 a.m.
Setting your alarm.
And with that, an alarm is set in the clock app on my device with the label work Zoom call. So when 9:32 rolls around, my alarm is actually going to start sounding on my device, so I have to pick it up and dismiss it at that moment. And that alarm notification shows the label that I gave it. So when I'm dismissing that alarm, I see exactly what it's for. Best of all, it's not going to shut off until I dismiss it, which means I have to look at it. For me, that's enough of a reminder to keep me on task. Now, obviously, you want to be sure that your alarm volume is turned up so you don't miss this. And the bummer about this is it does require kind of constant attention to setting these up. This episode of Hands on Android is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. That's why even when I'm home, I don't go online without using ExpressVPN. The app reroutes your internet connection through their secure server, so your information is 100% encrypted, and you won't even realize that it's on. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/HOA, and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/HOA, expressvpn.com/HOA to learn more. Another avenue to explore is Google Keep. Now, Google Keep, Google's app for note-taking, as well as reminders, which is what I'm about to talk about, has a pretty nice reminders section. It integrates with Google's cross-platform reminder system, which basically means you're going to see it outside of Keep as well as on your other devices. So you can set up a note inside Google Keep, you know, assign it the name, the description of what needs to be done, or maybe you've already created a note and you just want to be reminded about the actions that are inside of it. Just tap that bell up at the top and you can assign it to a date and time for the reminder to take place. You can even actually assign a specific location for that reminder to appear when you're close to. So if it's hardware store, pick up these things, you could assign it to your hardware store location. So the next time you're out driving and you're close to it, that reminder comes up and you go, oh, I guess I need to pop in there. Now, like I said, this hits other apps like Google Calendar. So if you go into Google Calendar, like I am right now, it's visible there, which is awesome. And we're going to talk a little bit about Google Calendar in a second. But let's go back to Keep. Now, you can pull out the side menu inside Google Keep, and then you'll see there's a section for reminders. Select that, and you'll see all the reminders that you currently manage within Keep. Now, one thing that you're going to want to be sure to check when it comes to these reminders, go into the settings inside Google Keep and find Reminder Defaults. Here's where you can set the times that you wish to appear in Google Keep's default list of times. Normally it's like, you know, morning, afternoon, evening, but Google Keep has their own defaults as far as what morning actually is and everything like that. So you're given those standard choices. You actually have full control over those presets. And even better, these changes will also transfer over to Gmail as default snooze times. So that's a nice little bonus to know about. Now, another app that you probably spend a lot of time in if you're, well, me, is Google Calendar. This might be a great place to store your reminders as well. You're already in there. Just tap the floating action plus button that you see in the bottom corner and select reminder to assign it. Now, only reminders for a specific time are actually going to give you a notification when that reminder comes up. If it's set for an all-day reminder, in other words, which I tend to do those sometimes and I forget it does this, you're going to get nothing. You're not going to get reminded of that all-day reminder, which is a little bit of a bummer, so you have to assign it a time. And, of course, these end up in their own calendar layer within Google Calendar, so you can view them in the context of everything else in your calendar. It just kind of shows up as another entry on your calendar view, and you can hide that layer if you like. Now, also in Calendar, keep in mind that any event that you have in there can have a reminder attached to them. And I use this quite a bit for really important things. These can be notifications on your device. These could be emails, or you can even set both. You can stack them and can be set to fire off at any time ahead of the calendar event. And this is important, right? Because some things you want to know about it right in the moment. Some things you need to know about it a day in advance, that sort of thing. I find this incredibly helpful for things that I need advance notice of. Things like bill payments definitely fall into this category. Pay this bill by tomorrow. I get notified about it a day earlier. I get it in notification and I get an email notification so that I definitely don't miss it. So that's really helpful to get an advance reminder. And finally, a little troubleshooting, because sometimes things can get off base on your device and you're not sure why you're not getting these reminders. If you're not getting Google or Assistant reminders, there's one place that you definitely want to check and see how those settings are set up. Check out notification settings for the Google app. Just go into settings, your system settings, go into apps and notifications and see all apps, or you might have the Google app right up at the top like me, and go ahead and tap that. And then within your Google app settings, find notifications and go in there. And you can see there's a ton of notification options in here. You want to be sure that all reminders options are checked here. For tasks that you set, that's assistant reminders, of course, task reminders, and reminders, just the basic reminders setting down below. Now, notice to the side of that is a little bell on some of those. Well, starting very recently with Android 10, you can set a reminder to a default setting, aka the bell, which includes a ring or a vibrate along with the reminder, or you can set it to no bell, which is essentially a silent reminder, and that just appears in your notification tray with no audible noise along with it. Now, usually you want reminders to grab your attention, so set the most important ones to default. That way you get that noise, you get that response. And another thing to check here is that pop on screen. Activate that so that these reminders actually display as a banner at the top of your screen when they come through. It's an added extra to make sure you look at it. So as you can see, that was a little bit of a hodgepodge, jumping around the different reminder systems and settings throughout Android, different opportunities and options that you have. If you know that they exist, certainly some of these things you already knew about. But I think with as far as reminders is concerned, it's kind of finding the right combination of these to work for you. I know for me, like I said, if I need that advanced kind of slap across the head that something important is coming up, I rely on Google Calendar and definitely take the time to set my calendar entries to remind me in advance, as well as like 10 minutes before the thing. And for me, yes, those are the fiery hoops that I have to jump through to make sure I don't miss things. But you know, you can use any combination of these to be sure that you don't miss the important things. If it's day of, I love to lean into the alarm clock solution because it just kind of works for me. You're going to find ones, you know, different scenarios and situations that work better for you. And that's quite all right. That's the beauty of Android. Whole lot of options, as long as you know that they exist. Send me your emails, and I love to read them. HOA@twit.tv. You can ask me questions. I might actually answer them on the show in an upcoming episode. Thank you for doing that. Also, make sure to head over to twit.tv/HOA for Hands on Android. That's where you can go to subscribe to the show in audio and video formats, link out to your podcatcher of choice, link out to YouTube and subscribe there. We don't care, just as long as you subscribe and get this video and this audio podcast delivered to you each and every week. Thank you so much for watching, and big thanks to John for editing this show each and every week. And we'll see you next time on Hands on Android. Bye, everybody.
Want more Twit? Well, check out Smart Tech Today. It's at twit.tv/STT. It's the show where Matthew Casinelli and I cover everything there is to know about smart tech. It's automation. It's connected devices. It's smart home. It's all those goodies and so much more. We get the news. We get the latest devices. We do reviews. Everything. You got to check it out. twit.tv/STT for Smart Tech Today.